Yankees, seventh inning with the score favoring Minneapolis 4-3. Here is the poem by Johnny Pichella, requested for repeat tonight, entitled The Great Babe Has Struck Out. Yes, there's joy in heaven among baseball's all-time greats. The Gehrigs and Johnsons are smiling, for the babe has joined his mate. They greeted him with fanfare in the stadium up above, and showered him with cheers of yore for the babe that all did love. God's angels stood at attention, presented arms with baseball's bat, and as the babe passed by them, tipped halos instead of hats. The streets of heaven were brightly decked with pennants and buntings galore. No matter what the race or creed, each welcomed him to their door. Yes, there's joy today in heaven, and on earth there's sadness about. For the babe has joined his maker. Yes, the great babe has struck out. The poem, The Great Babe Has Struck Out, written by Minneapolis' Johnny Pichella, will be sent to all of you who request it. Simply address us at Baseball or Dick Enroth, WLOL, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We'll be happy to send you that poem immediately. If you want it, please write to us. Last half of the seventh inning, Joe LaFotta up for the Millers. Has two hits and two official times up. Minneapolis leads 4-3. Play Joe around to the right. Wind is blowing in from center field toward home plate. Flag flying at half mast here, commemorating the passing of baseball's greatest citizen, Babe Ruth. Strike one called in the outside corner to Joe LaFotta from Jack Robinson, the right-hand hurler of the Louisville Colonels. Here's a slow curve that's outside for ball one. 1-1. One-one the count. Robinson is ready. Goes into his motion. Here's a curveball that almost hit LaFotta. He had to squirm to get away from it. It's ball two. 2-1. Two balls and one strike. Last half of the seventh inning. Robinson is looking for the sign from Eddie Rawl. 55 feet to dead center field. Just imagine that. Today, a 350-foot poke is considered a long one. There's a fastball hit down to the second baseman. Gets through the legs of Meyer out in right field. And LaFotta's running second, heading for third. The throw goes into second, fielded by Wright and thrown to the shortstop. It's an error for Dutch Meyer. And there are runners now at first and third. Varner gets on the air, committed by the second baseman. LaFotta races around to third, and Albie Fletcher is up, hitless in two official times. That was not a hard chance, but Meyer had to go in the dirt to get it and let it get through him into right field for a boot. Runners at first and third with no one out in the seventh. Fletcher, the batter, a left-hand hitter. Last time up, he walked. That was in the fifth. Signaling the outfielders round to the right is Nemo Leibold. The manager is leaning out of the Louisville dugout along third base. Fletcher calls for time as he steps back. Now he's up to the plate again. Jack Robinson down the mound makes his stretch. Here's a pitch, a fastball lifted high into the air, being called for by the center fielder. The shortstop is going back for it. The left fielder coming in and finally goes to the left fielder. And the throw comes to the plate, and no one can score. Joe LaFotta holds up at third and Babe Barnett first as Fletcher tried to lift one out and popped up high into short left field. The center fielder came racing in, looked like he was calling for it first. The shortstop, Kimball, was going out. And coming in was Bergamo, the left fielder, and he finally took it. One away as Fletcher flies out to the left fielder. Runners at first and third with Benny Warren up, who doubled in the second, walked in the fourth, and sent a fly ball to center in the fifth. That's right-handed. 1-2, officially. 4-3, the score. Minneapolis leads. Last half of the seventh inning. Columbus lost tonight, and a Minneapolis victory would put the Millers back in the first division by a percentage point over the Redbirds, who would thus drop from a third-place tie with St. Paul to fifth place. There's a curveball on the outside corner for a called strike. St. Paul is leading Indianapolis, you know. 6-2 at the end of five. One strike and Ben Warren with one away, runners at first and third. Robinson makes a stretch. Right-hander set. Throws a curveball. Swung on a miss. Was letter high on the inside corner. Strike two. The count is nothing and two. There's a pitch. A curveball that's hit foul. It'll land on top of the grandstand roof.